Oh, that's right. How you doing this afternoon? I tell you what, we are in for a very interesting interview. Today we have Joe Mann here. He, of course, has Big Oaks Rescue Farm. And, you know, the thing about the big animals, they need so much more. And I think the last time we talked to you, Joe, you were just going to find out whether you were going to be able to keep the farm. You and your wife, of course, had gotten a divorce. It was a bit, really much up in the air how things were going to turn out. But I think Joe's having a little discomfort over there. Ree brought him a cup of coffee, and I don't know what brought all that on. But anyway, Joe, how you doing today?
I'm fine.
Yeah, it's good to have you here with us.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
You said you said you got a call last night, and you were sleeping so good. What happened?
Well, it wasn't last night. Oh. It was a few nights ago. There was a horse in the road. One of the counties needed some help, and I told the sergeant when he called me, he said, "Joe, were you asleep?" And I said, "Yeah, but I go back to sleep." He said, "I don't think so. We need you. Come on." So I don't know what time I got back, but I didn't have any problem going to sleep.
Sleep, yeah.
No.
Well, but, no. You know, it really, you know, the type of animals that you have out there are basically the bigger ones, the ones that are, they don't have any other place to go.
No, they need help. They need help.
What kind of animals do you have on the farm right now?
We've got horses, mules, donkeys, goats, sheep, pigs.
Do you have any deer?
We got 11 deer.
11 deer.
We've got some, we got four emus. We've got...
Four emus?
Yeah. We've got a... We just brought in a rescue potbelly pig from the... I guess it's called the Greenville Animal Shelter. I think the official name is different, but it was seized from somebody had it inside the city limits up in Greenville. It's called the...
He's getting out his official notes to look at this,
I don't know what it's called. It's
Well, how big is it?
About 100 pounds. Just, They had it on schedule to be euthanized, so we got him just in time.
Wow. Why did they call you? What did they call you, or why did
they put it? They sent an urgent request out, and some of our Facebook followers sent me an urgent request, and it was a little bit aggravating. I got it the night before the holiday, so I started trying to contact somebody the following morning, which was a holiday, and there was nobody to contact, and he was scheduled to be euthanized that day. But I had a friend up in that area that had some cell phone contacts with the employees, and she got them to hold off, so they rescheduled the euthanization until yesterday. And we picked him up yesterday afternoon.
Wow.
Well, he's somebody had him in their house in the city limits of Greenville, so.
Wow. You know, that is the thing about it, though. There doesn't seem to be anything that can be done for what happens to somebody that had him within the city limits like that. Anything, or do they just come and take the pig?
Well, I think they just seized the pig, and sounded like it's coughing with your coffees going around, huh?
Yeah,
I don't think there was a lot of love toward this pig from the owner because the poor thing's hooves are about 4 inches long. He can't walk.
Oh, my goodness.
We'll trim them a little bit at a time until we get them back the way they're supposed to be. But, you know, the counties, they don't have any facility to take care of large animals, farm animals. And what we found over the years that... We know the counties that do care about them, and we know the counties that don't care about them. Some lady sent a message on Facebook a while back, and she says, "Why are these animals continually dumped on you?" Because they don't have anybody to dump them on, so to speak.
Right.
And we don't consider they're being dumped on us. I mean, this is what we chose to do.
Sure. Now, you're a 501c3 charity organization.
We are.
So how do you survive?
Well, we get a few donations, and we don't get enough donations to actually run the farm. So what money I've had, of course, I've spent it on the farm. I'll continue to do so as long as I can. But the best we can figure, it cost about $6,000 a month to run the farm.
Wow.
And, of course, it'll cost more in the winter months because we'll feed more hay. But we're feeding anywhere from 25 to 30 big bales of hay a week now. We put out 14 bales every 3 days. And there's going to be a hay shortage this year because in the beginning of the hay season, it was a drought.
Mm-hmm.
Then when the drought was over, we had so much rain, you couldn't dry the hay to bale it.
Sure.
And people really need to be careful. I put a message on our Facebook page a while back. You either better have faith and trust in your hay supplier or you better know hay, because a lot of hay was rolled up wet and baled up wet, damp.
Mm-hmm.
So you really need to watch out for the mold and the mildew, because it'll certainly kill a horse.
Wow.
And we baled some a while back, and I deliberately baled one bale damp just to show people what mold looked like. I've since poured diesel fuel on it and burned it, but just be careful. When you open your bale of hay, just be careful.
Well, how much does a bale of hay cost now?
Anywhere from $35 to $65 a bale, depending on where and who's got it. And you're not going to hardly find any for less than, if you can find any for less than $35, I can't.
Oh.
We were buying some hay back in the early part of the season for $20. But as soon as everybody realized there's going to be a shortage, of course, the price...
Supply and demand.
Supply and demand.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
So that becomes a real issue. Now, how many animals do you have on the farm, roughly? I know you probably can't give me an exact count, or maybe you can.
There's somewhere between 300 and 350. That's about as close as you're going to narrow me down.
Between 300 and 350, right over there on Gateway.
On Gateway, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, there's a bunch of them, you know, and... we pick them up for a lot of different counties.
How many other places are there in the state where they take big animals?
Well, I know of a few other equine rescues, but I don't know. I'm sure there are some, but I don't know who they are that would take farm animals in general.
Mm-hmm.
And another thing people need to be a little bit leery about, we're open to the public 7 days a week from 11 to 3.
Mm-hmm.
You're welcome to come out. You can see what your donations are used for, every cent of it. But before you donate to any rescue, go visit. Make sure that they are a legitimate rescue. Make sure the animals are being taken care of. Don't let a smooth talker convince you to make a donation without going and seeing for yourself what your money's used for. And the reason I'm saying that, I know of one self-proclaimed rescuer now.
Mm-hmm.
I won't say where, but it is in South Carolina. But to my knowledge, they have no animals in their care. And horses is all they do anyway. And to my knowledge, there is nothing in their care. I think
Wow.
there might be two or three, maybe four personal horses.
Right.
But far as rescues or horses are caring for, the last count I heard was they don't have any. So, you know, be careful. Just make certain that your donations are used for what they're intended to be used for.
Sure, absolutely. Well, I think that's good advice, particularly coming into the holiday season for any charity.
Any season.
Yeah, but particularly a lot of people are giving this time of the year for the end of the year to get a little tax advantage and this type of thing. So if you are, regardless of whether it's for animals or any charity
out
there.
Just make sure it's legit. Just make sure it's legit.
Absolutely. Well, we're going to be talking with Joe Mann here. Hey, if you've got a question for him, we've got some interesting topics to talk about and who's been helping out and trying to make a difference out there. But we are talking with Joe Mann, who is the founder of Big Oaks Rescue Farm, a really necessary a necessary facility in today's world when we look at animals and what happens to them. Hey, don't you go away. I'm Ann Eller. We'll be right back.
Gold, gold, more precious than any other time in history. Do you have gold? Do you need cash? Then bring it to SFG. That's Sharp Facets Gallery, 1220 Bypass 72, Greenwood. Telephone 229-6613. Don't forget, we buy diamonds too. Paying the highest prices for your gold and diamonds at Sharp Facets Gallery.
Oh, that's right. We're right back here, Sharp Facets Gallery. Hey, I am Ann Eller. I am here with Joe Mann. We are talking about the big animal rescue. Now, you have all kinds of animals. You said, did you say you picked up a donkey today?
I did.
Okay.
Yeah. It's a pregnant donkey that the people couldn't get close to her. They couldn't trim her. They couldn't take care of her, and she's pregnant. And they've only had her for 2 months, and they claim she was pregnant when they got her, you know, so she needs a little help. I just delivered her to the farm just before I came up here.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, the people got her to have as a pet or to use her on a farm or...
I have no idea why they got her.
Okay. I can't imagine getting an animal that you couldn't get close to, right?
Well, it was given to them, so, you know, sometimes free is very expensive.
Yes, can be very expensive, mm-hmm. That's true. Okay, so now you're going to have not only the donkey, but another mouth to feed.
She was POA.
Yeah.
Pregnant on arrival.
Yeah.
But we don't allow any breeding at the farm. We geld the studs, we geld the jacks. And, you know, so if you see a baby out there, the mother was pregnant when I picked it up because there's no breeding at the farm.
Well, I think that's probably a good thing, Joe.
It's a very good thing. If more people would do that, we wouldn't have this overpopulation of dogs and cats and donkeys and horses now that we do have.
Absolutely.
But, you know, they're bred every day. It's just really sad in this state for animals.
What were you telling me? We ranked number 46 in what now?
We're number, based on the Humane Society of the United States figures, and I just checked again just in the last week, we ranked 46 in the nation for animal protection laws. And somebody sent me an email here a couple of weeks ago. It was regarding an interview that Warren Buffett had done about the economy.
Mm-hmm.
And he said the voters can fix the economy anytime they want to. And I do believe he's right. And if that be the case, the voters in South Carolina can fix this, us ranking 46 in the nation anytime we want to. But we've got to want to. And it seems like there's only a very small percentage of people in the state that really want to do anything about changing the laws. Put some teeth in the laws, give law enforcement something to work with.
Well, right now, what happens? I mean, somebody, if you get a call to come pick up an animal or something, and law enforcement calls you and says, would you please come pick this up from a home, a farm, whatever, what type of retribution or what type of things can happen to the person that wasn't treating the animal right or animals?
Well, up until here recently, it's been handled in magistrate's court. Not very severe penalties, you know, usually a small fine, slap on the wrist, don't do it anymore. But, you know, I'm familiar with one case in Lawrence County that I was involved in. We had already picked up surviving horses. We went back and picked up the surviving goats. A rescue out of Simpsonville come in and got the ducks and the chickens, the survivors.
Mm-hmm.
Then when the landlord asked the sheriff's department to help with an eviction, there was 81 dead animals in a double wide.
Oh, my God.
And so there was 81 charges filed for animal abuse. Well, our solicitor saw fit to drop all 81 charges. And I think he charged them with one count of failure to bury an animal, So when you've got something as serious as that, and can the charges get dropped, it's hard to understand what some people are thinking. Or are they thinking, you know?
Well, and, I mean, it's easy to understand why we rank number 46 in the nation.
Well, you know, I understand it was to clear the docket, mm-hmm. Okay? Well, turn the jaywalkers loose and leave the animal abusers to go before the judge is all I can say. And I'm using jaywalkers
just as a
hypothetically, you know. But, I mean, if these animals can't call 911.
No, they can't.
I mean, they can't ask for help. And these people can do just about anything they want to them. And, you know, sometimes they get charged, sometimes they don't. But it's... when we're asked to pick them up, and on a few occasions they have been fined, but I understand a magistrate doesn't have the authority to order anybody to never own animals again. That has to be from a circuit judge based on the information I've been given. So, you know, they get caught today starving a horse or starving a dog or any animal. Mm-hmm. Well, they go pay the little fine, and they... Next week, they're doing it again because there's nothing. I mean, what we need in the state is to improve the laws. Plus, we need a record just like child abusers. It needs to be a record of who these abusers are. It needs to follow them just like child abuse or spousal abuse. I mean, these animals in this state need help. And just imagine, we're 46.
Who's number one? Who's the best?
Illinois.
Illinois.
And I'm proud. I'm proud of them. You didn't think I knew the answer to that,
no,
did you?
I don't know. I thought you probably would, but I just was surprised that it would be Illinois.
It's Illinois.
Yeah.
You know, there's a lot could be done. And these counties, they have no money in their budget, to pay for rehab. So we have to take it on our own and depend on donations from the public. And it was mentioned a while back on Facebook is, why was county council not approached and asked for funds to help with this? And we've been told so many times by different counties, well, Joe, you know, there's no money in the budget. And I understand that, and I think if it's pushed to the point to where they've got to pay for some of the rehab, I think they'll probably just turn a blind eye and let the animals die before they seize them. Some counties, now, right. Not all, but some counties. Because you've got some counties in this state that don't even respond to animal calls.
Oh.
And I had a sheriff himself tell me that because I didn't believe it. So finally, a personal friend of his got him on the phone one day, and I won't say what county it was, but he said, Mr. Man, we don't respond to animal complaints. And even though it's a state law, they don't honor that part of the state law.
Well.
So, you know, animals need help, all of them. I mean, the farm animals, the dogs, the cats. I had the opportunity to be up at Greenville yesterday. And Greenville is now accepting dogs and cats for Spartanburg County. I never seen so many animals in my life. If people would go up and see what's there, then maybe they would understand the importance of spay and neuter. Because most of those animals, you know what's going to happen to them. They can't keep them indefinitely. So, you know, spay, neuter, geld.
Yeah,
that would help a lot.
Well, we are here with Joe Mann, and we're going to be talking about some of the animals that he has out there. Maybe he has one that might interest you. We're also going to be talking about some of the other things, but right now it is time for South Carolina Radio News. Hey, if you got a question for Joe, give us a call, 229-7984. That's Joe Mann with Big Oaks Rescue Farm.
McDonald's presents Confessions of an Ex-Hipster.
I loved cappuccinos, so I put on an itchy turtleneck and grew a goatee. But before I knew it, I was into French films, indie rock, and not bathing. Luckily, I got help from McDonald's McCafe cappuccinos. Now I'm watching football, wearing khakis, even high-fiving again. Thank you, McDonald's.
New McCafe mochas, lattes, and cappuccinos from McDonald's. With fresh ground espresso and real steamed milk, it's all the coffee, hold the attitude. At participating McDonald's.
Visit your local McDonald's in Greenwood and Abbeville today.
Oh, that's right. We're right back here, Sharp Facets Gallery. Yes, I'm Ann Eller. Yes, we're talking about Big Oaks Rescue Farm. Let me tell you, animal rescue and rehabilitation. And I tell you what, Joe, you were just telling me you delivered a horse down to Lexington yesterday. So there are success stories here.
Oh, yeah, of course there are. We've probably adopted out, I'm fairly certain, at least 100 horses and maybe more than that.
Sure.
And a good many donkeys, a few mules. But,
partridge in a pear tree?
If we had to go pick one up, I would. I went and picked a bat up one day.
A bat?
People called, and the bat was in their house. And they called a number that, you know, you would normally call for a situation like that, and they told them they didn't have any equipment to catch a bat, and they gave him my number.
Do you have equipment to catch a bat?
Well, no, he had an indoor swimming pool, so when I went in, I borrowed one of his nets.
Okay.
One of his cleaning nets.
Right.
And the bat wasn't hard to catch. I took him to the farm and turned him loose. sometimes the word bat kind of terrifies people.
Right.
But I didn't intend for him to bite me, you know. But he had a net. Matter of fact, laying beside his pool, and I said, can I borrow your net? And he said, of course you can. The bat never even flew off. He was up in the corner, and he just... almost like he was waiting for somebody to get him.
So he can get out to the farm and live the good life, right?
I guess. I don't know if he's still out there or not. He might have left. I don't know.
Wow. But you've had over 100 now. And quite often, you take animals when they're... It could go either way for a lot of animals.
We've lost, since 2007, we've probably lost... I don't have the records in front of me, but I would imagine 6, maybe 7 horses out of the... Lord, I don't even know how many we've picked up, but they get to a certain point and you can't save them. Once those vital organs start shutting down, mm-hmm. there's very little you can do. We've saved a few that I really didn't think we could save. And then we've lost a couple that I thought we could save. So, you know, it can go either way. But we've got a pretty good average. When you bring them in the condition that a lot of these horses are in, you really better be careful what you feed them and how you feed them. You know, we've had them, we'd feed a small amount 4, maybe 5 times a day until we could get their system back used to eating because they're just not used to having food, you know.
Well, you know, that's a very good point. You know, it's just like a dog. If they're used to eating a certain type of food and you change their food, you're going to screw up their system.
Well, that's a good possibility. Yep. And just like, you know, if somebody's stranded out in the ocean or in the desert and they're not used to eating, you can't just, you know, you got to get them started back gradually, you know. So it's pretty much the same thing with an animal as it is with a human.
So we were talking about it takes about $6,000 a month. We talked about you had volunteers out there. Mm-hmm. I guess you can always use more volunteers.
Well, we've got our barn manager. She does all the scheduling. She normally does the work of about 4 volunteers by herself. And she said sometimes you can get too many and they get in each other's way.
Sure.
So, you know, I'm sure we could use more volunteers, but... that would be Mary Moss's call.
What's the number to call out there?
992-3570 is Mary's cell number, 992-3570.
Okay. So if somebody was interested in volunteering. Now, what if somebody's interested in coming out and seeing what you all do out there? What and you say that you're open, what, from 11 to 3?
11 to 3, 7 days a week. And you're more than welcome to come. I encourage you to come.
What are they going to see out there?
Oh, you're going to see a lot of happy, and you're going to see a little bit of sad, but hopefully in a few months, that what you see sad today may be happy in a few months. I don't see any right now that we don't have full faith it's going to make a full recovery.
Now, I remember last year when you were here, we were talking about a fawn or something that lived in the house.
Yeah. She's all grown up now. She's outside.
She's outside?
Yeah, that's Allie.
Allie.
Yes, yeah,
she has a name.
Oh, yeah, everything has a name.
Every has a name, okay.
I mean, you can't call them if you don't have a name to go by.
Right, that's true. Do you have any other animals living inside here now? Because that was Allie.
Well, there's two. Now, we don't do dogs and cats. We don't have a facility, but we had a call one Friday night from a paramedic that had found this little kitten in the road, and it was raining, and she couldn't keep it at the station, so I did go pick that little kitten up, and of course, he's a permanent resident in the house, named Spooky, solid black, and we've got another one that a friend of mine found in a secondary road, out in the road, in the rain, something had bit part of his ear off, so those two are permanent residents in the house. And we've got a cockatoo that had been abused for a couple of years. That's not for adoption now. That's
your personal cockatoo?
That cockatoo, I don't think I have ever bonded as quickly with any animal or any bird as I did that cockatoo. And now, you know, she goes outside. She rides on my shoulder. And we've got a big macaw that the owner passed away. And...
That can be a problem for something like horses and big animals like that. You've got to make a plan. If something, you know, particularly if you're a little older or something, what happens to the animal?
We've got several out there that, matter of fact, we just picked up two in Anderson where the owner died and the family didn't want them. And it was either a matter of go get them now when they're not really that bad or wait till they starve to death and... you know, maybe I get a call then, so I went ahead and picked them up. You know, we try not to take in your healthy horses because the more healthy ones we take in, the less room we've got for the ones that really need help. But sometimes I have a weak moment and I can't have it.
Well, Joe, what would you say would be your max amount of animals? You said you got about 350 out there. What's the max? How many acres is your farm?
It's about 46.
About 46?
Mm-hmm. That's why we use so much hay. We're using, like I said earlier, we're putting out 14 bales every 3 days. So that's a pretty good bit of hay.
14 bales and $40 a bale, that's $560 right there.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Or at least.
And the problem is there's a shortage of hay around here. I understand there's a good bit of hay in the low part of the state, but... it may be a little bit of greed taking over, too, because some of these hay farmers realize, hey, wait a minute, there's a shortage. Hey, let's sit on it for a little while. We can get a lot more for it.
Supply and demand.
Supply and demand. I guess that's free enterprise, which they have a right to do that. But I certainly would like to get a little break for the rescue horses anyway.
Sure. And that's something that the word needs to get out there, and we need to see if we can get Joe some help over there at the Big Oaks Rescue Farm. Now, when we come back, I understand that somebody donated you a house. We're going to talk a little bit about that. Don't you go away.
They say every kiss begins with... but at Sharp Facets Gallery, every smooch begins with Sharp Facets Gallery. Which do you want? A little kiss or a big smooch? I'll bet a big smooch. So shop Sharp Facets Gallery, 1220 Bypass 72, Greenwood, for rock bottom prices. And smoochable results.
Oh, that's right. We're right back here, Sharp Facets Gallery. You know, Joe just brought up an excellent point when we were sitting here talking off the air. You know, the common thing that people probably think a lot of is that you couldn't find a great animal at a rescue farm, like particularly, let's say, horses. I mean, right. I think people have gotten pretty much accustomed to being able to adopt dogs and cats and this type of thing. It's become the norm. In fact, you know, in some areas of the country, that's where you go. I mean, sure. You know, that's it. But we don't always think about that, about horses or donkeys or this type of thing, do we?
Well, please don't think that you can't get a nice horse at a rescue because it's like I just told you, Ann. I feel like I know more about horses than I do about people, and I know we've got some very nice horses. And if a person can't find a horse they like at the farm, then I have no idea what they'd be looking for. We've adopted out some very nice ones. We've got more very nice ones. You know, some of them will need, you know, some hands-on. Mm-hmm. Somebody sent me a message a while back. It was a little poster they saw somewhere. It says, we have horses for experienced riders. We have horses for intermediate riders. And for the people that's never ridden before, we have horses that's never been ridden before.
So, well, that would be an interesting combination.
Yeah, you know,
there you go.
Hey, come on out. Yeah. It only hurts for a little while.
It only hurts for a little while. Okay. Yeah. But then also you have goats.
We have goats. We have sheep.
Now, if somebody wants to adopt an animal from there, do they have to go through a process to adopt?
We've got a little application. It's very simple. We want to make sure that you've got adequate pasture. We want to make sure you've got shelter, and we would like to know that you've got the means of support. We're not asking you to build an air-conditioned, heated barn, but we do want the animals to have some kind of shelter, whether it be a horse, a donkey, or a mule, or a goat, or a sheep, something to get out of the elements.
Sure.
And I had some words with a good friend of mine here probably a year ago. He's got a couple of horses. I asked him one day, I said, how big is your barn? I don't have a barn. They don't want a barn. They don't like a barn. Well, all I can tell you is come out to the farm, let it start raining or sleeting or snowing, and watch where our horses go. They go straight to the barn, to a shelter. So, you know, I wasn't around him for several months after that. But, of course, they want shelter. We've got some deer, white-tailed deer out there. Let it start raining and see where they go.
They go in the barn?
They go in their own house.
They have their own house?
It's not heated and air-conditioned, but it's a house. I mean, you know, and a goat, Lord of mercy, a goat does not like to get rained on. You know, some of them don't have a choice, but it doesn't got to be fancy. Just somewhere to get out of the elements. Put
sure.
yourself in the animal's place, you know?
Sure.
But, you know, yesterday I delivered a horse to Lexington, like I said earlier, and I went to Greenville and picked up this little potbelly pig from that
100-pound little potbelly pig.
Well, yeah. And, you know, it belongs to the people that own it, but it's sad. As desperate as we are for hay and as desperate as we're going to be for hay for this winter, I bet I've seen 1,000 bales of hay yesterday out in various fields between Greenwood and Lexington and Lexington and Columbia. Of course, I didn't see much coming up 26, but from Greenville back to Greenwood, you can't help but just notice when you really need something, you notice more. I bet I saw 1,000 bales of hay out in fields just running. You know, it's already turned black. It certainly belongs to the owner, and they can do what they like with it. I mean,
sure.
They can lay there for 10 years. But it's kind of sad that you're pretty desperate for something. You see all this hay wasting. And, you know, we can use most any kind of hay as long as it's not moldy or mildewy. Mm-hmm. These are not picky animals. They've been close to starvation before. So you don't have to have the 100% coastal Bermuda or Tiffany. They've got a pretty good appetite for whatever we feed them, but it's got
to
be clean.
They're thankful to have whatever comes their way.
They're thankful. And this may just be my opinion, but I can't help but feel like a rescue animal, whether it be a horse, a dog, or a cat, or a donkey, I can't help but feel like there's a special bond between an animal that's been close to starvation or that's been abused. And once that animal gets help, I can't help but feel like there's a special bond that you can get just from walking in a store somewhere and buying, let's say, one off the shelf, so to speak.
Right.
But, you know, that's my opinion.
Well, I think that's true. I think that's true. Animals do bond to people, and they do, you know, when they're, particularly when an animal has been scared or hurt or this type of thing, and to find someone that'll love it and care for it and treat it with respect, shall we say, really makes a difference.
Of course it does. I've said jokingly before, we've got some animals at the farm that's smarter than some of my friends. But sometimes I don't know if I'm joking or not.
Not if you're joking or not. Okay. All right. Well, if you can see your way to help him out there at Big Oaks Rescue Farm, you've heard his plea. He needs hay badly. It's going to be a bad winter. I mean, we're already talking about, what, 26 degrees tonight? It's going to get cold. We're going to have a cold snap right here. This is particularly early. I don't know if that's going to foretell what the winter season is going to be like, but we already know that the hay is not good that's out there. So if you can help out, make a donation. He is a 501c3 charity organization. That means he can give you a tax write-off for that, a tax slip, correct?
That's correct.
And that would make a big difference to them out there. Take $6,000 a month to take care of those animals out there. Now, Joe, what do you do if you need a vet or if an animal's hurt or something?
We call a vet.
You call a vet?
We have to. I mean, if an animal at the farm needs a vet comes. I mean, that's just the way it is. Some months we may have a vet there two or three times.
Mm-hmm.
Some months we might not have a vet there at all.
Sure.
Piedmont Tech, vet tech students, they come out a couple of times a year and they help pull coggins and, you know, they get a little bit of hands-on experience with actual live animals.
Sure.
We've had the same thing with Tri-County Tech. Their students come out, get to actually touch a live animal, you know.
The thing about that, what you're telling me, they're coming from Lexington, what'd you say, Lexington?
Tri-County.
Tri-County. That means they're coming from a distance away, so they have a lot of places that they can get that type of experience.
Well, we got such a variety.
Right.
I mean,
you've got everything from emus to deer to donkeys, goats, pot-belly pig.
Oh, yeah.
350 of them. You know, you don't have to go to the zoo. You can just go out to your place, right?
Come on out. We've got a little pet alpaca named Coco. He'll even be your guide.
An alpaca will be your guide?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, we're going to have to make a trip out there with the radio some afternoon and check all this out, Joe. But I know the holidays are coming and people are thinking about where they would like to give some money here at the end of the year. And I know that it would make a big difference to the animals. And I also know you want people to come out and see, though, where their money would go.
Absolutely. I encourage you to come first. Don't take my word for it. Come out, see for yourself. And, the work that goes into Big Oaks is not a problem. Not for me, not for the volunteers. It's not a problem. It'll never be a problem. It's the constant worry about how are we going to take care of these animals.
How you make it another day.
Yeah, that's a constant worry. I'm not good at fundraising. I'm not really good at asking for help. But we're getting in a situation where we need some help. We don't have any funding from any counties.
You go wherever you're called.
Wherever we call. I mean,
Whether it's the law enforcement or whether it's an individual.
We go wherever we need it. I mean, we've been as far away as Hampton, South Carolina, which is down, 25 or so miles from Savannah, Georgia.
Right.
For Hampton Animal Control. Because there's nobody in the area, according to them, to call. And, I don't know how you put a certain milestone as to how far will you go. I mean, what do you say? I'll go 25 miles.
But I won't go 30?
Yeah, I mean, how do you do that? That's like, I know of a couple that specialize in horse rescue.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? How do you go and rescue a starving horse when there's a starving donkey or a starving mule or a starving cow in the same pasture? How do you load up the horse and leave the rest behind?
I don't know how you do that,
Joe. If you can do it, then you're a better person than I, because I can't do it. I mean, we've got some cows that we're rehabilitating. We picked up a horse and a donkey one day, and after we loaded the horse and the donkey, there was a Holstein cow and a little pet wild boar
come
walking
gosh
up to the trailer. And I asked a lady, and she says, take them too, or take the Holstein. So the Holstein gets on the trailer.
Willingly?
Willingly.
Willingly, that's a sign right there,
They were hungry.
Yeah.
So then the husband or live-in boyfriend or whatever he was called and just had a fit, said, no, take him off the trailer. So she said, well, you can't take him. So as he stepped off the trailer, I noticed he was infected. Where this guy had tied a bungee cord around his testicles and tried to castrate him himself.
Oh, my God.
So I said, ma'am, you know, what's he intend to do? She said, oh, he's going to have him butchered. I said, the meat's no good. He's infected. She said, he doesn't want the meat. All he wants is to hide to cover the couch. And it took 2 weeks to finally get that cow from this guy. And, of course, they had given the little pig away. And when the people that they had given it to realized what they were in for, they decided they didn't want it. So we got little Wiggy, too. He's a
little Wiggy?
Wiggy. He's a little wild boar, but now he'll escort you around the farm, too. And he'll polish your shoes for you.
Hey, you're listening to WCRS right here in Greenwood. So what happened to the cow?
Oh, he's still out there. We got our vet to come over, and we cut the bungee cord off and got him on antibiotics. And his name's Norman.
Is he normal, Norman?
Oh, he's normal. He's fine. Yeah.
God.
And, you know, I mean...
Well, where do people come up with some of these ideas?
Ideas or names?
Ideas. Like just wanting to get the hide, you know, wanting to butch... I mean, you know, where do they come up with some of these ideas?
Ma'am, you have idiots in every walk of life. I mean, that's all I can say. And believe you me, I have met some of the... what I consider to be the worst people on earth. I put them up beside child abusers, old folks abusers, women abusers. Sometimes I can really see no difference. I mean, okay, somebody might say, well, it's just an animal. Okay, let me tell you something. That animal's got feelings. He may not have to live in the house with you, but that animal has feelings, and nothing on earth should be starved to death. Nothing on earth should be abused the way we've seen some of these animals abused. I have picked up horses that were so weak that they couldn't even step up in our trailer. And usually the people are standing there, and most of the time I don't want to have any conversation with them. I don't want to. All I want to do is get the animals loaded and leave. There's no excuse for that.
And we're not always talking about people that can't afford it.
Oh, no.
I mean, that is that. I think that's probably the other issue. I think we can all appreciate the fact the person that doesn't have enough food even to feed their own family. That's one side of the coin.
But we've picked them up from well-to-do people that it doesn't seem like money is the object. And I don't know if it's from ignorance or just mean as hell. I don't know. But we've picked them up from some people that would really surprise you to know who they are.
Sure.
I mean, some in Greenwood, some in one in particular in an adjoining county.
Breaks your heart, doesn't it?
Huh?
It breaks your heart.
Yes, ma'am, it breaks my heart.
And that's that and, is the...
You know, we've been threatened. We've had, a lot of things happen. And... But, you know, there's no rhyme or reason for it. But we could do better. You know, if we give the law some teeth and really, you know, make the penalties more harsh.
Before it gets
well,
to the
I guess the best way to say it, if it wasn't illegal to rob a bank, how many banks do you think would be robbed?
Well, there you go. Huh? That is an excellent
point. So what's the difference? You know, I mean, starve an animal, you get away with it. So, give the law some, if the laws are on the books, law enforcement will carry it out. But they're going to have somewhere to send these animals, and we cannot continue to take them. I mean, we have got to have some help. They don't have any money in their budget. And like I said earlier, if they're pushed to the point they've got to help spend the money to rehabilitate them, they'll quit taking them. They won't have a choice.
So, and then we'll just see more animals.
You'll see more and more, and I know the economy's bad, and I know there's some people just can't help it, and we get calls from some of those people, and we do what we can to help. But Some of it's just plain sorriness.
There you go. Okay. Listen, you've been listening to Ann Eller, me, and Joe Mann here this afternoon. He's the founder of Big Oaks Rescue Farm. It is a 501c3 charity organization. He says you can come out there and see them right there at 2305 Kate Way from 11 to 3 daily. They really could use some help. They really could do so much more with the animals. And again, if you're looking for a quality animal, a big horse, a donkey, cows, goats, pot-belly pig, who knows what you'll find out there.
We don't have any cows available.
You don't have any cows available. Okay, but you never know what you might find out there.
May have some tomorrow.
Okay, well, there you go. Who knows? You might get a call from the show here today, Joe. Hey, I'm Ann Eller. Joe, thanks so much for coming out to see us today.
Enjoyed it. Thank you for having me.
And we'll look forward to talking to you after the first of the year. If you would like to call Joe, you can give him a call, 993-9691. That's 993-9691. And go out and see them. They do have a Facebook page, and they also have a web page now at BigOaksRescueFarm.org. Hey, that's going to do it for us. This is WCRS. God bless you, Joe, for all you do. Thanks so much. That's going to do it for us. Bye-bye, everybody.